Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have another story about going out of Mitzrayim, going out of Egypt. It's time to learn about going out of Egypt and learn about the Haggadah and learn about chametz and matzah. And so I'd like to teach you today a little bit about Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. The Jewish people came down to the sea, down to the Yamsuf, the Sea of Reeds, and they were being chased by the Mitzrayim. They looked back and they saw the Mitzrayim coming fast down upon them with 600 chariots and many other soldiers. And in front of them was the sea. They were trapped. They were trapped between the Mitzrayim who were coming after them and the sea. In fact, the Medrash tells some other ways they were trapped too. And they looked up in the sky and they saw the malach of the Mitzrayim. Every country has a malach. And this malach was coming down upon them also to attack and to help the Egyptians attack them. There were four groups of Jewish people who had four different opinions. One opinion was, let's just give up and go back to Mitzrayim and be slaves. Another opinion was, let's fight the Mitzrayim. They didn't have any weapons, but let's fight the Mitzrayim. Another opinion was, let us just pray to Hashem. And another opinion was, let us just drown ourselves in the sea. These were the four opinions. So Moshe asked Hashem, what should I do? He began to daven and asked Hashem, what should I do? And Hashem said, now is not a time for davening. Tell the Jewish people they should travel onwards. And Moshe said, Hashem said to me to tell you to travel onwards. The Jewish people looked at each other and they said, how can we travel onwards? That doesn't make any sense. Travel onwards? There's a sea in the way. But there was one person named Nachshon ben Aminadav. Nachshon, the son of Aminadav, he said, okay. Everything which Moshe says, Ben Amram, the son of Amram, Moshe, Rabbeinu, whatever he says, it's an instruction from Hashem. He doesn't say anything on his own. He only tells us things which Hashem told him. So if he tells us to travel on, it must be that Hashem told him that. Here I go. And he began to walk into the sea. Not jump into the sea like to drown himself, like one opinion of the Jewish people, what they should do, but rather calmly walking into the sea as if he was traveling, as he was just walking, traveling through the desert. Okay, there was a sea there, but he just kept walking right into the sea as if he was traveling ahead, which he was. The water came up to his toes, up to his knees, up to his waist, up to his chest, up to his neck, and now the water was up to his nose. But he just kept walking. That was the instruction, he said. That's all the instruction I have. Instruction to travel on. So I'm traveling on, as if the sea wasn't even there. At that point, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, hold your stick out over the sea. Moshe held his stick out over the sea. And then Hashem did the miracle, and the sea split. And Nachshon was now walking through on dry land. There are a couple different opinions about what happened next, according to the Medrash. One opinion is that all the Jewish people now went through the sea, was split. Another opinion is that every Jew had to do the same thing, had to also walk into the sea with full faith that Hashem would do what he had to do, and the sea split for each one individually. And there are other opinions in the Medrash also, that there was a tunnel open for each Shevet. But for us, the main point is that we have to be like Nachshon. That is, yes, there are obstacles in our path. The exile is tough. The Gullus is difficult. Very difficult. The war in Israel is very difficult. I am sitting safely in Cincinnati. But we have to really realize that all of us really are involved in the war, and we have to put out effort as if we were on the battlefield right now. And our battlefield is Torah and mitzvahs, goodness and kindness, tzedakah, davening. We have to put ourselves totally into that, just as if we were on the battlefield in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Nachshon did. He put himself totally into the situation in hand. He had his instructions. Travel ahead, and he traveled ahead. And because of that, Hashem told Moshe, now, hold your stick over the sea, and Hashem made it split. So the splitting of the sea was a miracle from Hashem, of course. And it's brought about through Moshe, of course. But it also had to have the participation of the average Jew who had trust and faith in Moshe. That's the story for tonight. Please add in Torah mitzvahs, and in this way we will surely bring the Geula immediately, if not sooner. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. If you would like to donate and sponsor or dedicate a story, please visit us at jewisheducate.org. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.